Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian Perspective. My name is Star. Welcome to my channel. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning listener or subscriber, welcome back. And if you haven't subscribed to my channel on YouTube, Star's Conversations, go ahead and do so now. Thank you all for taking the time just to listen to what I have to say. I have been sick this past couple of weeks, but I am back and I am here. And so I wanted to do a video of what the Lord has just really been molding me and shaping me. And I feel like I'm in the fire. No, I am in the fire, but not to worry because God is with me. And I was just pouring my heart out unto the Lord, and I was telling him that I feel like the situation is not changing. Why hasn't the situation changed? And so I was listening to a sermon, and this pastor, he said that oftentimes God does not change the situation that you are in, but he changes you in that situation. And immediately I thought about when Paul says that I asked the Lord three times or on three different occasions to take this affliction away from me. And every time I heard, or Paul heard, my grace is sufficient for you. So when this pastor said that, I immediately thought of that scripture and I said, okay, Lord, I hear you. And then what I kept hearing in my spirit, and even in the conversations that I was having with family members, and I didn't tell anyone that I was feeling or thinking these things, is that keep knocking, keep seeking, keep asking. And so I was having a conversation with my mom, and we were just talking about some other things, and she began to talk about the Lord and how we need to keep asking God. We need to keep knocking. We need to keep seeking. We need to keep seeking the Lord diligently. And she did not even know that earlier that morning in my devotional time, this is what the Lord was telling me: to keep knocking, keep seeking, keep searching, and the answer will be given to you. The door will be open and you're going to find what you're looking for, but I need you to keep going. And the Lord has been telling me, do not stop in the valley, but you need to keep walking. Because just to be very honest and transparent, is that I felt like giving up. And not giving up in the sense like, oh, I'm done with Christianity, I'm done with, no. It's just, I just want to sit here. I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to keep going. I'm tired. But the Lord told me to keep walking. I can't stop in the valley, that I need to keep walking. So he's guided me. And he says that I need to keep walking. And then the scripture came to me. It says, how can you say that the Lord doesn't see your troubles? And I'm like, okay. I heard you, or I heard you, Lord. But he kept giving it to me. He says, those who trust in the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. And I'm like, okay, Lord. He says, they shall walk and not get weary. Didn't I tell you not to stop in the valley, that you must keep walking? And I'm like, okay, Lord. He said, you shall run and not get tired. So as the Lord is like, really, he's really encouraging me, but it's like, you know how a parent is telling you what you need to hear, and you know what they are going to say because they have been saying it to you for some time now, but it's like, okay, I know, I heard you, but you don't know, because this is why they need to keep telling you. I have three children, by the way, so this is why I know, and I use that reference of a parent. But the Lord was telling me this. He said, you must keep walking. You cannot stop. I'm with you. I care for you. I see your troubles. I'm changing you, and I'm not changing the situation as of right now. I am increasing your faith. I am increasing your obedience. I am increasing your discernment. I am increasing your wisdom in me. I am molding you and growing you up. These are the growing pains. I am not going to change the situation right now. I'm changing you in the situation. And when I change you, you will be perfect, needing nothing. And I said, oh God, thank you, for your word is just so refreshing. when we really take a hold of his word, I've been praying more, right? We need to increase our prayer time. Some people are on social media for hours just scrolling when we could have used that time for prayer in the word, right? In the book of Acts, it talks about we must dedicate ourselves to prayer in the word. We must devote ourselves to prayer in the word. And so I just believe that God wants Christians, his people, his followers, his children, to devote themselves to being students of the word. And I'm not talking about, oh, because I know this and I know that. And no, he wants us to get to know who he is. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Another scripture that comes to me right now is, don't get tired in well doing, for just at the right moment, you will be rewarded. So that's just for me. Thank you, Lord. That was for me. That was from the Holy Ghost for me to you. Okay, but I'm going to take it for myself first. And so that this is just a video just to encourage anyone out there that is just like, Lord, I'm tired. Lord, I'm ultra tired. But he is with us. He is with us in the valley. His staff and his rod is protecting us. He is the great shepherd. He is the good shepherd. He gives us all that we need. He is the great father. He gives good gifts to his children, right? So we don't have anything to fear. We are pressed down, but we are not broken to despair. And so I just want to give that encouragement to anyone that is out there. If you haven't listened to my YouTube video where the Lord gave me a prophetic word, he says that his people are on the threshing floor. So we are on the threshing floor and he is separating the sheep from the goat. He is separating the wheat from the chaff. And so we want to be found on the right side. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are his children. We are the light of the world, and we are not supposed to mimic the world. We are not like them. And I don't even want to use that. But we are to be a holy and a separate people from what the world is doing, right? He says, come out from among them, be ye separated. So he's separating us. We are in the time period of the threshing floor. I don't think it's just a season, but I think we're in a time period of the threshing floor. And so, hey, that is all I wanted to say in this video. It's real short. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. Do not forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. It just helps the channel to be able to grow and to be able to get the word out there. And then if you want to donate, my links are in, you know, my bio or whatever. But just liking and sharing the video is really good and it helps the channel. All right, so that's all I want to say. I talk to you guys later. Bye.